Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
HBU became only the second university in the state of Texas to enter into Division I beach volleyball competition, along with Texas Christian University, beginning in 2016. And Cam Sittler joined HBU Athletics in 2015 and has served as head coach of the beach volleyball program since 2018. With a background in both indoor and beach volleyball, he has led the team to successes, including winning the Southland Showcase for the past 2 years. Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a big deal in the Southland Conference, Division I.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a big deal as you start building a program to be able to compete with so many new faces and as you try to build a culture, since we're only going into our fifth season this year.
Well, while we're talking, they're going to bring some photos on of the beach volleyball just to kind of illustrate the competition. Let's just say, first off, winning the Southland Showcase for the past 2 years in beach volleyball. How difficult was that?
The first season when we ran the event here in town, it was very challenging. We actually lost and had to play our way through the loser's bracket and win 4 games in a row on the final day in order to win. And last year's event, we had a little more success, went 7-0 at
wow.
the tournament.
7-0.
Obviously a lot of 3-2 victories where teams were challenging us. And so the best part about it was there were different teams that were point scoring. And so we had different seeds that were contributing to the points. So it shows the team's ability to help each other out when another team may struggle.
So give us an idea of the competitors that you're playing against in Division I Southland Conference of volleyball.
So within the league, the teams that already have beach volleyball would be Corpus, Texas A&M Corpus Christi, University of New Orleans, Nichols was there last year as well, ACU, Abilene Christian, University of Central Arkansas. I believe we're the sixth. Obviously, beach is a little different because it's still an at-large base sport. And so throughout.
What do you mean by that, an at-large base sport?
So in order for us to make the NCAA tournament, we need to beat nationally ranked teams. Mm. They take the 8 teams and it's all based on committee selection. And so we tend to play teams within the top 20 to keep trying our hand at that level of competition. In order to challenge ourselves and hopefully get ourselves in a position where we can get into a conversation to make the national tournament.
So as coach, how have you finessed the team to get to this performance level?
We do a lot of pushing our players to kind of own responsibility. So in beach volleyball, we're not allowed to coach except during timeouts or side switches. So the players are basically on an island 7 points at a time. And there are usually 3 matches going at the same time. And with limited coaching numbers due to NCAA rules, a lot of times it's up to the players. So we teach a lot of purposeful training so they can kind of own their own journey and continue to develop their game naturally in the way they feel best so they can make the adjustments when it comes time during a match.
Okay, so give me some of those lessons. If I was one of your players, what would you be teaching me?
So like a lot of players, when they first come from high school, they're used to just kind of rolling the ball out, playing, and just being able to get away with being the best athlete. So we try to focus them in on what are we working on that day? What are, did we lose a little bit of emotional control that cost us a few points? Or was it emotion that was driving us towards winning? And so always having a purpose and getting them to better themselves on and off the court, because we found that it kind of correlates. Like if you can keep your composure under pressure, you'll find ways to win, you'll handle tests, different things like that. And so it's just constantly teaching them to grow into adults, and especially how to do things for the right reasons.
What's the median age of the players?
We're anywhere from 18 to 23 is kind of the grouping. Now we've kind of got more of a sustainable roster. So majority of our team right now are freshmen and sophomores, actually.
And how do you recruit?
Nationally. So we go after kids with a lot of potential. Maybe haven't been in the sand as long or different things like that. But we tend to find kids that are kind of diamonds in the rough, and they start polishing off before they get here, and they just continue their evolution throughout the program. But we're looking for kids that help us compete at the national level, just not kids that are just winning their tournaments locally. So we want to be able to grow the program every year with the level of kid we have.
How do you determine that diamond in the rough when you're scouting?
So luckily I spent a lot of time recruiting indoor as a college coach, and so there are so many kids that play and so many things that you have to change, and so being able to focus on certain attributes that allow players to succeed, and then understanding there are certain things as coaches that a player has or they don't. And so we don't try to change things that are kind of natural traits, and we try to polish things like technique within the game. Maybe they play, have being a former indoor player, they play a few things that aren't beachy, and so we can just retrain the thought process to kind of evolve.
Do you monitor them emotionally as you're scouting them?
Our players?
Yeah, or prospective players.
Oh, of course. So we've introduced a pretty advanced system where we're tying MBTI, Myers-Briggs personality, mm-hmm. which we've some research based on a European system. That correlates to something called action type. So Myers-Briggs personality is actually shown to correlate with motor learning patterns mm-hmm. that are shown whenever it's survival instincts. Mm-hmm. And so we're training our players based on a system that's less guesswork and more of each player has their own training regimen and different nuances within their game that they know versus saying this is how we play and there's only one way to play the game. We try to cater it towards our athletes.
So the better a player knows their personality type and the nuances of it, the better they manage themselves?
They do, and as a coach, obviously we know anything about Myers-Briggs personality is it, you can tell like if it's a person who's kind of a feeler and you know that they're kind of in their way, you can ask how they're doing that day or different things like that. But you can also kind of check them if they get kind of outside of what their personality type would naturally be. You know there's some kind of stress that's going in. Just like in a match, if they flip out of that personality, we can tell they're under a lot of stress and try to get them back into it.
Now, and what's the distinction or the skill set difference between beach volleyball and indoor volleyball?
So indoor is a lot more speed-based, speed and power. So you can kind of shovel the ball and get away with stuff. Obviously, there still is a high-level ball control. Beach is more of a kind of like you gotta grind through. There's two people with 692 square feet. Indoor has six players over 900 square feet. So you're only losing about 200 square feet, but you have to find ways to score. So there's a lot of balls that you're gonna feel are outside your ability to get to, and you just have to find ways to continue the play, but you have to control it because you're gonna deal with that bad contact as your partner finds a way to get you the ball again.
Now, and when you talk about Division I beach volleyball, it has to be a whole NCAA, it has to be a whole different level than not being in Division I, is it?
So obviously resource-wise and kind of a jump on it for sure. In our sport, you're seeing D1 and D2 are kind of competing to make the same. They're working to evolve it into a Division II championship. We're actually the fastest growing sport ever in NCAA history. So it emerged about 5 or 6 years ago. It became a championship sport about two. And so you've just seen an evolution and it just keeps growing and growing.
What was the catalyst of the launch of beach volleyball 5 years ago to be a juggernaut like that?
So the ABCA, which is the coaching committee, kind of got behind it. And the big catalyst, to be honest, was a lot of schools are Title IX deficient, so there are not enough female sports. And it's a sport you can create that has an appeal. You have a lot of things in place that it's easier to put in instead of bringing like gymnastics or something a little more expensive. And a lot of schools are trying to get right where they're giving their female athletes the same opportunities as their male athletes. And the NCAA is kind of forcing that a little bit more. And so it's a sport that kind of fit the need of most universities. And now it's evolving on its own into kind of a sport with a pretty good following for nationals. Spectatorship is growing, and so you're seeing a lot of things, good things come out of it.
You, in 2018, became head coach. What was your trajectory to become head coach?
So a lot of time when I came in, I was kind of helping build the program under the mentorship of Trent Herman, the indoor coach. And so he was doing a lot of the day-to-day stuff as far as administrative, talking to admin or different things like that. But as far as within the program, recruiting, scheduling, et cetera, a lot of that stayed the same. But it was Trent kind of got beach volleyball a sport here. And so he was overseeing it as it evolved. And so a lot of things just run through him and ask. And again, he's been a head coach for a while and very successful. So it was a great opportunity to kind of learn and keep building. But again, with two programs and us being kind of split on time, in the spring I kind of break off and focus on beach while he continues to kind of develop the indoor so they can be ready for the following fall.
In a traditional season, how many games are there?
So we get 16 competition dates in the spring, which typically we play two games a day. So you're looking at about 32 competition days over 16 play dates. Now with conference tournament, we'll add another 3 days worth of play.
And you're getting ready to go into conference? How are you doing that?
So we're actually as far as beach goes, we're in our non-championship segment. So we play four competitions throughout the fall. So we'll travel to TCU. We'll play a home event October 20th at Third Coast. We'll travel down to Corpus to get some touches in where our conference championship tournament is this year. And then we'll head over to LSU to get another competition. And our actual championship segment starts February 22nd at Spring Hill University before we head to Tallahassee to play in the Florida State tournament.
Very cool. You know, I've always been impressed with the spiritual dimension of the athletics at HBU because, you know, it's not in every school. I mean, the sharing Christian values, students, athletes having an opportunity to be mentored spiritually. How important has that been in the game?
I think the biggest component you see is the selfless factor. Like you see players that come here and understand that they have to give to their teammates and do different things as far as that regards. We've had a few students that came in with no belief. They came here to play beach volleyball and get the education, and then they kind of found kind of their spiritual path. So obviously it's different for every player. One of our big philosophies on the team is like, obviously at HPU it's a conversation that is going to be very prevalent in front of everyone. But we want it to be a healthy conversation mm-hmm. so that like it's positive growth. And one of the things I kind of teach to our players is they need to do their research and make sure that they own what their faith is versus kind of taking it from this person or that person.
Right.
So it's something that's sustainable versus kind of a, hey, and then when they leave, they're like, eh. And so making it something more sustainable versus kind of like a overnight flame.
I could not agree more. Cam, so how were you attracted to HBU?
So obviously it's home for me. I grew up in Pearland, Texas. My father works at Texas Children's. My mother works in the school district there. And so coming home was awesome for me because I know a lot of people. Beach volleyball was definitely a draw, helping Trent with the indoor side and getting to learn. And then it's a university that cares more for its kind of students, like the smaller class size and thing allows for more personal growth. And as far as programs go, being a smaller university, there's obviously limitations resource-wise. But again, for the athletes themselves, there's a lot of things they get that a lot of smaller universities don't. And so being able to provide for them and allowing them an opportunity to get the most out of the experience and a high education. And I want to say we're one of two universities in a major metropolis area that is as small as we are. And that allows for the growth side.
I'm just wondering, what kind of physical agility or strength training does it require of a female to be on beach volleyball? It seems to me there's a lot of muscles being used and a lot of agility to be an effective player. How do you work them out? How do they prepare?
So one of the great things we have here is we have a strength and conditioning program and coaches. And so our coach is Anthony, and he's brought in a really interesting program that's kind of cutting edge. And so what it does is it's building their strength base with lower volume, rep-based.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not as many injuries, but it also creates higher level of endurance. So in our sport, we need a strong base with agility, but it needs to be endurance-based, because some of our rallies are much longer. Like the energy output we're going to put in the sand is much higher than you might see indoor.
Yeah.
And so he's done an awesome job as far as keeping us in shape and ready to go. And that's been a pivotal part of our evolution as well.
Congratulations on the victories you guys are having and on the future victories to come.
Thank you.
It's very exciting. This is Cam Sittler, and he joined the HBU athletic program in 2015, serves as the head coach of the beach volleyball program, and has led the team to successes, winning the Southland Showcase for the past 2 years, and that means we need to keep our eyes on your team and where it's going. We appreciate everything you're doing, the gift you are at HBU.
Thank you.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.